Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to get off to a rough start on Monday. The futures are predicting that the ASX 200 will be down by a fairly decent margin. 1.5% is what's estimated. And that's quite the contrast to what we saw last week as far as the general atmospherics were concerned, with the market navigating record highs, posting its a gain of around 0.9% in weekly terms. That was the fifth consecutive week of gain. So some fairly decent upward momentum established. So that's going to be challenged over the course of coming days and arguably coming weeks, because we're now moving into a different phase of the market conversation, which turns around central banks exiting the ultra loose financial settings that have been such a feature of the last 12 months and provided a foundation for the economic recovery during the pandemic. So that's not to say that there's going to be any significant initiatives in terms of putting numbers and dates on when things are going to happen, but at the very least, the conversation around all of this will be enough to irk the markets from time to time. So it's a question of seeing how quickly the markets are able to get to grips with all of these ideas. So today, what's going to stand out will be weakness in the commodity-facing stocks. And that is quite easy to understand. The discussion around higher rates in the United States has put quite a significant bid into the US dollar. It's risen for six consecutive sessions. It's put quite substantial downward pressure on other currencies, including the Aussie dollar. But significantly, what it does is it weighs down the value of commodities that are priced in US dollars. So that's why when you look at the performance of the US market, for example, last week, it's all of those commodity facing sectors that did poorly. Copper probably being the best example. It was the biggest underperforming group in the S&P 500. Freeport-McMoRan, obviously heavily leveraged to commodities, but copper in particular, it had a particularly bad week, down by around 14%. Copper, incidentally, down by 2% in the most recent LME session and fell by the better part of 9% in weekly terms. So all quite easy to understand when you understand the building blocks behind those price moves. Elsewhere, the other point to bear in mind is that lenders did quite badly last week as well in the United States. So that will likely be reflected in the fortunes of our own banks today, and over the course of coming days, they'll at least be running into headwinds. So it's just a question of to what extent that Northern Hemisphere experience the dovetails with our own, bearing in mind that the next important date for local investors is the 6th of July. That'll be when the RBA updates the market on how it will move forward in relation to its policy settings around quantitative easing and its bond buying program. So mark that date down. It is a significant one. So until then, you would reasonably expect that we'll still see a bit of choppiness in these markets. The Aussie dollar, having been marked down quite aggressively, has recovered a little bit of ground over the course of the last little while. So it's back to around 74.8 US cents.